humility. 150 years ago or so, this community had an experience with other Unitarian communities in this country. Henry Whitney Bellows, the minister of what is now the All Souls Church in New York, had proposed a national nonprofit agency that would provide support to the Union Army during the Civil War. The U.S. Sanitary Commission gave Unitarians and others throughout the nation a sense that they were one people doing one great work for their nation and for the cause of union and abolition. This developed the notion of the church as a people, as a place, where people attended to the care of one another and the society. And for Unitarians in particular, it developed a sense of our religion not being just a New England religion, but actually being a national religion, and gave us a desire to even create a national denomination. Now, the national denomination story is another sermon on another time. But this notion of a church being a place that works for the common good, that serves for more than just a couple of hours on Sunday in a magnificent temple, but instead was a seven-day working experiment, a seven-day church that would serve the community around us. Well, this was a challenge to our sense of ourself, but it also was a challenge to the reality of the space that we had in which to work. Back then, we had this magnificent building, but this building is not a great place for socializing, not a great place for doing service, not a great place for us to have a seven-day-a-week ministry of service and education, if you will. For us, it took us making a decision together to build our chapel, what we now call Enoch Pratt Parish Hall, just behind this wall. Building this chapel as a place for classroom learning, a place for social gatherings, with its attached offices, the beginnings of the administration of our parish and its work, and even the erection of the minister's study, not just as a little room over here where one might prepare before coming into the pulpit, but a place where one might invite a confirmation class, welcome people in to understand what it means to be a member of this church. We did it. We call it Enoch Pratt Parish Hall, and we honor Enoch Pratt in the telling, but there are ways that we might have named it something different. We might have named it the Board of Directors Parish Hall. You know the story. We imagined it was going to take $3,000 or $4,000 to build the parish hall, and we are so pleased that Enoch Pratt made a special contribution of $750, leading contribution of the $3,000 or $4,000 that needed to be raised. That's substantial. But when we reduce the story to this was the gift of Enoch Pratt, we forget that the board of directors had to raise another $2,500 to make this happen. And so indeed, the parish hall that we lovingly named after Enoch Pratt was the work of a community, a large number of people who had to bring their resources together, their commitment together, who had to buy into the project of the seven-day-a-week church to begin to create that wonderful hall. And indeed, it's a great story for us now, if we are environmentally aware, because at the end, the board said to Enoch Pratt, "Enoch, we didn't quite raise enough money. Can you please give us the rest of the money to make it happen?" And Enoch said, "No. I am building a library. I am about the very important work that I'm doing, creating this public library for this city, creating a central library here, and I have a vision for 4 branch libraries and professional librarians all around, and that's where my energy is right now. But I tell you what, I'm tearing down 4 row houses, and I know there's going to be a big old pile of bricks. And if you'd like, I'll give you the bricks. And that was enough to complete raising the money for what we call Enoch Parish Hall, what they called the chapel, and what is, for me, a piece of the capacity of our community. We name it Enoch Parish Hall, and we lift him up, but not to say he's a different species, to say he's part of us. He's a leader of us. This time of year, we honor stewardship. We will give on the first Sunday in November the Claire Milton Stewardship Award. This is a great thing, and it recognizes a long-term member of this contribution who has given in many ways to this church, including his leadership around financial matters. But when we create the Claire Milton Stewardship Award, it's about us all aspiring to be like Claire Milton. It's about each of us being asked to find the work that we can do, to show the capacity that we have, to show the generosity that we have in supporting this place, in building it up, in extending its ministry beyond these walls. We recognize Claire, we name Claire, we lift up Claire, not because he's different from us, but because he's a leader among us. And likewise, this afternoon will be an event in a lifetime when we ordain Susan Marguerite Stein Dunham to the Unitarian Universalist Ministry. A person who, as a child, was dedicated right over there, and who today will be recognized and elevated and set aside as an ordained Unitarian Universalist minister, but not because that makes her something different from us. We recognize her leadership among us, her leadership of this community in its aspirations for expanding Unitarian Universalism, which means each of us growing, which means each of us serving, which means each of us becoming more generous, more merciful, more in touch with love. And so Susan will be ordained, and we will be proud to do that because she is like us, because she is a leader among us, and because we bring to this relationship profound joy and sense of purpose. It would be easy for us to be puffed up and proud of Enoch, puffed up and proud of Claire, puffed up and proud especially of Susan. And indeed we are so proud. But we also know that we are all part of a church that helps and heals. We create here a space where each soul is encouraged to grow in character and spiritual depth. We create a space here where we all reach out to a hurting world with a conviction of our interconnectedness and our own dearly felt experience of love and love's power. We can be proud, so proud of who we are. And we can be humbled, so humbled, by the blessing we are called to be and are to each other, to the world, and even to our own immortal souls. We're good people, newfies, these helpful women and men told me on a chilly July evening, capable and confident and generous and humble. We're good people, you Yuffies, we might say, too. We're proud capable and confident, and yes, a community that is generous and even humble. Thanks be to God, some might say, Allah who is powerful and Allah who is superlatively humble. Blessings on all of us, I pray. May it ever be, beloved. Blessed be, ashe, ashe. Gracias a la vida. Thank you. I love you. Amen.